American Southwest. I bid you all good evening, or good morning as the case may be, across all these many, many prolific time zones. From the Hawaiian and Tahitian island chains in the west, eastward, across flyover country to the Virgin Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, Caribbean, where Montserrat continues to smoke and choke into South America, north to the pole, this is Coast to Coast AM, the largest live overnight talk radio program in America. Isn't that amazing? I'm Art Bell, and we will do open lines tonight with one little exception. Now, last night I was feeling a little bit under the weather, so I wasn't here, and you got to hear a repeat. Now, as you know, I had planned to do my Area 51 employee line, so we didn't do that, so we'll do it tonight. This should be interesting. It is your chance to sing like a bird. If you are currently employed at Area 51, the area the U.S. government says officially does not exist, or if you have been employed at Area 51 in the past and now feel ready to sing, perhaps you can call up
and disguise your voice
or something, I don't know. Anyway, something like that, and if you want to call up and sing, it's going to be your night to sing. It would be fun to see if we get any calls. Now, what I'm going to do is suspend my first-time caller line, which, of course, is area code 702-727-1222. And that is now officially, as of this moment, the Area 51 singing line. All right? So only if you have worked at Area 51 or you presently work at Area 51 should you call. Area code 702-727-1222. What else is going on in the world? Well,
call. Now, please enjoy this encore presentation of Art Bell.
Yep.
On my Area 51 line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh, man, I don't know where to start. They're going to... they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them. And there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharged.
I started getting...
Well?
I started getting...
Well, this was certainly interesting. We are now on a backup system, everybody. A backup system. And that one caller that I had on the air, I guess we were about in the middle of his transmission, his telephone call, which was one of the strangest ones I've ever had, and the entire transmitting system by satellite went down here and we were notified we were off the air. And it would appear to be from this end and some sort of massive transmit failure. So we are now using a backup system to be on the air. And not that I would normally believe this kind of thing, mind you, but I can't help but wonder if somebody zapped us in some way. We'll find out. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Our bell?
Yes.
What just happened there with the transmission?
Oh, well, what happened is the transmitter here blew its cookies in some way. Something knocked us off the air, and we're on a backup system now.
Is it the government, or...
I don't know.
It has to be something, though.
Well, did you hear... Now, you tell me, because you were listening.
That was awful strange.
There was a really weird guy on the air when it went off?
Yeah. Real weird out.
Like, going... Sort of sounding paranoid, schizophrenic.
Yeah. Like crying and everything.
Yeah. And how far into the conversation was it when it went off?
Just a couple, about 15, 20 seconds, I'd say.
Oh, you guys missed, you really missed a call then, and I've got a feeling somebody didn't want you to hear it.
Yeah. Because it was really strange. All of a sudden, I'm hearing Mark Furman.
That's right. Well, the network, of course, went immediately to a backup tape while we tried to figure out what blew up here.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you heard happen.
Uh-huh.
And then we're now on a backup link system to be on the air at all right now. So, well, I'm telling you.
Am I on the air right now?
You're on the air right now. Well, you better be, yes.
And
where are you, by the way?
I'm in Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah, I called the other night, and I wanted to ask two things.
Real quick.
Well, I wanted to.
Well, I've got myself fairly covered right now. About your interruption with that last caller.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to hear from him again.
I got that distinct impression. Now, you guys didn't hear the whole call, because here's what was going on. Halfway through that call, or somewhere through that call, I have no way of knowing, we apparently went off the air. The transmitter blew up, or whatever happened.
Yeah, you got a pulse.
And my hotline was ringing, so I don't know when, at what point during that call, we actually lost it. I don't know.
You lost it. He was just starting to, like, cry.
Yeah.
And the whole thing just went dead. It was when he was...
And then how long was it before you got to hear audio again?
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I bet silence alarms went off everywhere, all across the country. Okay, anyway, listen, why do you think we'll never hear from him again?
Because he was on the phone too long. And he
was
right.
You know, if you'd heard the end of the call, I'll tell you. I'll tell everybody right now. The end of the call, it got worse and worse. He was crying, and he screamed. He screamed, and the line went dead. And at that point, I think I went to another call, and I answered the hotline and found out we'd been blown off the air somehow. I've got a guest in the studio right now. He's confirming. He's shaking his head. Everything I'm telling you is exactly true. This guy screamed, and the line went dead. I wish you could have heard the end of it.
I can imagine the end of it.
You can?
Oh, yeah. Very easily. I used to work security problems for Site 51.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I was one of the men they called to close gaps.
Excuse me, closed caps?
Gaps.
Gaps.
Leaks.
I am going to ask you a question.
Okay.
In the course of your work, doing that kind of wet work,
yes.
Were you ever required to, or did you ever have to take a life in the course of your duties? Don't let those silence alarms go off now.
Okay. Yes.
Well, do you regret what you had to do? Do you rationalize in your mind what you had to do because of national security, or how do you now feel about it? Do you carry guilt because of it, or what?
Some. But I believed in what I was doing.
Yeah, I guess you would have to. You couldn't do it, could you?
No. There came a time when I walked away. But when I was doing the work, I believed wholeheartedly.
All right, listen, I don't want to keep you on the line too long. I learned one hard lesson tonight already. Okay?
Yeah, well, like I said, I've got myself covered.
I hope that's so. You take care.
You too.
Right. Weird. East of the Rockies, you're on the air for the call, and I'm glad you can at least hear us wherever it is you're listening. On my Area 51 line, see, I won't stop. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Bell.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm well. You're listening, right?
Yes, sir. Security.
This is what they make backup systems for.
Well, right on. Right on. I'm security.
For Area 51?
For Area 51.
Currently?
Currently.
Aren't you risking quite a bit by talking to us?
Oh, no. No, because professional cleaners, you know, they dig a lot of holes in the desert.
God. Professional cleaners?
Yes, sir.
Cleaners. I don't think I like that term. What do you clean?
Well, I use a lot of acid, and I dig a lot of holes.
And you dig a lot of holes.
Yeah.
And I bet you don't let the little things bother you, huh?
No, you can't.
Oh, God. Let's see. How can I dredge the truth from you? How can I know you're telling me the truth?
Just a guess. I don't know.
In other words, we just got to listen and believe, huh? How long have you been doing this job?
Well, 1990.
Since 1990.
I was in some Gulf War operations, things like that.
How'd you get picked for this job?
Well, rigorous training, various governmental issues that you have to know. A lot of brain work, mostly.
Got any idea why I was tossed off the air like that?
I have a good idea. We worked with some things, some different satellite operations in the Gulf War where we cut down certain transmissions. I have no idea what happened tonight. I wouldn't want to say what happened tonight, but I don't think the caller will be calling back. Although I had nothing to do with that.
You're the second one to say that.
Well, something's been done.
Obviously.
Something's been done, and things will continue to happen. For national security. I mean, people need to know certain things on a need-to-know basis.
And otherwise they don't need to know them, huh?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate the call. So there you go, see? It is true that, and my boss, believe me, is not given to conspiratorial thought. Certainly not the way I play around with it. But look here. That was one of the weirder calls we've ever had. Nothing, I guarantee you, was staged. It just happened. And I have never seen, in all the years I've been broadcasting, the kind of massive failure that we've got right now. I still have no idea, by the way, what's occurred. They're accessing my transmitter by modem, trying to figure out what's occurred. And we'll let you know, but I've never seen this kind of mass failure ever. And as you well know, we've been broadcasting in this manner for years and years and years and years, reliably. Save one time when a rat threw a wire through, but it's not that this time. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning to you.
This is an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Well, it just gets stranger and stranger. I have never heard of what you're about to hear about in all my life. I'm going to take you now up to Oregon, Medford, Oregon, where our engineer, network engineer, Tony Howell, is on the line. Tony, are you there?
Yes, Art, I'm here.
Okay, Tony, you just got off the telephone with General Electric in New Jersey, I guess, correct?
Correct, GE Americom.
GE Americom in New Jersey. When I went off the air, what happened?
Well, the story goes that the satellite that you transmit on, GE1, seems to have lost its Earth sensor lock.
Its Earth sensor lock.
Correct, meaning that it lost its orientation in the sky just slightly and started a kind of a shift. So many of the frequencies, KU and C, actually started to phase out, and that's what happened to your frequency.
So in other words, it would not just have been me. It would have been everybody on the satellite I'm using, which would have been quite a considerable number of broadcast facilities, wouldn't it?
Well, even wilder than that, it was 50 channels. 50 channels on GE1, not including our channel, which is the network's KU channel, which, as everybody knows, we stayed on the air just fine. You're the one that went down.
Yeah, I went down. That's right. Well, then how could you... wait a minute. Well, you use the same GE1... to get it back to New Jersey, right?
Exactly. That's so, just amazing.
If it lost Earth lock, it should have lost, which means the satellite lost orientation momentarily.
Right.
Then it should have lost it for everything.
Well, strangely enough, many channels did stay in the air, including our channel, except your channel, and 50 others.
And 50.
So it just depended who you were and where you were.
Too weird, Tony.
Really weird.
And if that's not weird... As you know, I monitored my transmitter here, and I watched all the sync locks, and they were gone, like this transmitter was gone.
Yeah, you just weren't touching anything in the sky. I mean, you were totally missing your...
satellite.
Bird, yeah.
Oh, so, Tony.
I know, it took them about a half an hour to get it back together. They had everybody scrambling around GE, trying to get it orientated properly.
Well, I sure would like to understand how you can lose 50 channels out of a total of how many, do you think?
I would say there's probably at least 200 up there, at least.
So then a quarter of the channels were lost because it lost its look at Earth. You know what? I almost don't believe that. I mean, I guess I've got to accept the explanation.
Well, you know yourself that... with all the weather changes going on, things are just terribly weird around here.
if
for some reason it was supposed to be looking and getting its power solarly from the sun and looking at it in a specific spot and not finding it there, it could have lost its sync.
Oh, so maybe just one of the panels supplying, say, a quarter of the spacecraft lost it.
Yeah. Of course, GE, you know, it's still early in the game. GE's not quite certain, but that's how it's looking.
Well, Tony, it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yeah, you got me.
All right, well, I do have you, and I'm glad to have you, and I'm sure glad you gave us all that information,
and
now I'm more curious than ever.
Well, just so you know, GE is supposed to publish a public report on what happened. So you will get some kind of information out of it.
I wonder if we'll get the real thing.
It'll be interesting to see.
It was a cut. Did you hear the? You probably didn't hear the moment that it failed.
I actually did, and I've just re-listened to it, and you can hear it slightly lose lock when the caller was talking at the end of his conversation.
All right, Tony, bless your heart. I thank you for coming on the air and telling us about this. I still don't fully understand nor believe. I guess we'll see the written report. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Art.
That's Tony Howell at our network in Oregon. So my transmitter didn't blow up, even though it acted like it blew up, because it lost everything. My transmitter lost everything. And the network, using the same satellite to transfer it to New Jersey, did not lose it. But it wasn't because of anything that happened here. It was because the satellite itself, they say, lost Earth, the link to Earth, didn't know where Earth was anymore, or at least a portion of it, and took about a quarter of the totality of the channels, 200, 50 off the air. Now, is that weird or what? All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my little commercial set here, and then I want the folks at the network to back it up at least two minutes or more before failure, and I want to replay that, and I want to hear it myself. I want to hear it myself. So I'm going to be listening to it down here. So if the network would please prepare to do that. On my Area 51 line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They're gonna they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them. And there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
That was it. That was it. That's where it cut off. Wow. Wow. All right, now I've heard it. I thank you, folks. I was unable to hear that myself until just now. Whew. Weird, weird stuff. In all my life, I went in the other room, and I looked at the uplink transmitter, and it was like it was dead as a doornail. I mean, everything was there was no sync light, there was no anything. Every indicator on the transmitter said it was dead as a doornail. And in fact, it was not dead. The satellite in space that it was looking at was dead. Or only, to be more specific, one portion of that satellite in space was dead. I don't know. This is one for the record books. On my Area 51 line, on the air again. I'm feeling the need. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art. It's Paul in Philadelphia.
Hi, Paul.
That's pretty intense. You got cut off there. I was thinking that if it is a real call, and what happened as a result.
Frankly, I don't know which is weirder: the call we had, or the story that GE Americom is trying to tell us about what happened.
Yes. Well, if it is real, then we should all pray that if he's been cleaned or whatever, that he is in the bosom of a friendly God. And if it's fake, I think we're all relatively intimidated. So I shall choose not to be intimidated. But
if it's fake, the timing was unbelievable.
Yes, I'm successfully made nervous by it, I wish you well and. Love your show as usual, and that was pretty creepy.
Pretty creepy. Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. That's Paul in Philadelphia. First time caller. Oh, no, I'm not even answering that line. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, this is John in Sacramento.
Hi, John. Turn your radio off, please.
Yeah, that's what I'm reaching for.
All right.
Art?
Yes.
I have an interesting fact for you if I can get it in.
All right, go.
I'm in Sacramento. Yesterday on the news, they announced there were three specially equipped planes who would be leaving McClellan Air Force Base that were going to be traveling to Bosnia that are equipped to shut down broadcast television.
I'm aware of that.
Welcome to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight, featuring Coast to Coast AM from September 12th, 1997.
From the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, good morning, as the case may be, across all these many prolific time zones. From the Tahitian and Hawaiian island chains in the west, eastward across flyover country, all of us, to the Caribbean and the U.S. Virgin Islands, soon Puerto Rico, south into South America, north to the pole, and worldwide on the old internet. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. Good morning. You've got quite a treat coming up. James Von Prague, the long sought after James Von Prague, is going to be my guest. And there was, however, an incident that occurred last night during the program, and after this commercial break, I am going to do a replay of that incident for you. And for those of you who did not hear the last hour of the program, we brought our engineer on at the network who explained that GE Americom, that is the satellite, the big one in the sky, that carries this program, that GE Americom had said that satellite GE-1, the one we use on KU-band, actually lost Earth track. Absolutely unheard of. Absolutely unheard of. Lost Earth track. In other words, did not know where it is and began to move or tumble or, you know, in some way move out of its proper orbit. And it happened at a very, very strange moment indeed. I, in all my years of broadcasting, have never heard of such a thing. And GE Americom affirms that they, too, have never had such a thing occur. Other networks went down as well. Talk America Radio Network was down for a great deal longer than we were. But the timing of what occurred with regard to the content, Area 51, and the particular call is just simply beyond belief. So if you didn't hear the last hour, that is the explanation that was given to us by GE Americom, that the satellite actually lost what they call Earth track. And I went into the other room and looked at my transmitter, and it looked dead. And it looked dead under normal circumstances. You would not imagine the problem to be the satellite in space. You would imagine the problem to be the transmitter. And to all appearances, the transmitter was dead as a doornail. But it wasn't the transmitter. It was the fact that the transmitter didn't have a satellite to talk to. It was one of the more incredible nights in radio history. As a matter of fact, James Von Prague's on the line. He'll get to hear it coming up in a moment. Area 51 line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh man, I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that. An earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. the disasters that are coming, the military, I'm sorry, the government knows about them. And there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
I started getting...
Whew. Weird, weird stuff. In all my life, I went in the other room, and I looked at the uplink transmitter, and it was like it was dead as a doornail. I mean, everything was, there was no sync light, there was no anything. It lost everything. My transmitter lost everything. And the network, using the same satellite to transfer it to New Jersey, did not lose it. But it wasn't because of anything that happened here. It was because the satellite itself, they say, lost the link to Earth. Didn't know where Earth was anymore, or at least a portion of it, and took about a quarter of the totality of the channels, 250, off the air. Now, is that weird or what? That's it. That's what happened last night, and I can only assure you that GE Americom told us exactly as I just reported to you, that the satellite lost Earth track. Totally unheard of, totally weird, and that it should occur during a call of that sort. Beyond all reason. I believe in coincidences, but it's beginning to get a little brutal out there, I would say. Listen, one item before we bring on James von Prague. And that is Hurricane Linda. Now, you know, Yes?
This is my first time calling. Glad I got a hold of you.
Glad you're here.
Listen, I got, I get cut off. I'm in Michigan, and I didn't hear all your show yesterday.
Yes?
And I'm wondering what the guy actually said to you after he was cut off from us.
Well, he went on for about a minute, very much the way he was going on when you heard him, and at the end there was a scream and a disconnect. And since I don't record here, since normally the network records, we depend on the satellite being where it is, I don't have that on tape.
Wow.
Fortunately, I had the guy from Penthouse Magazine here to be witness. Otherwise, everybody would have thought it was a put-on.
Yeah. So what was he yelling about? I mean... See, I work in maintenance, and I didn't hear him when he first called him.
Oh, well, you'll hear a repeat of it tomorrow night.
Okay, great.
All right?
How did Richard Holcomb's little scenario go the other day?
You know, I have not talked to Richard. My guess would be he's pooped. Usually you are after you do something like that, and I'll talk to Richard sometime over the weekend, I'm sure.
Okay.
All right?
Well, great show.
Thank you. Take care. I have not yet heard how it went in California. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Oh, Art, I'm so glad I got through. I really enjoy your show. Diane from Pawtucket.
To the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
I've got a quick suggestion for you regarding the Area 51 caller.
Sure.
What I had in mind was if you could somehow get that tape to David John Oates, and have him do a reversal on it.
Depend on it.
Okay, that's pretty much all I wanted to say.
Good
night.
Pretty much, there's your answer. Depend on it. Of course we will do that. David, you are doing that, right? I'm sure he is. There's no way David could not do that. And for that matter, not just that caller, but a whole array of callers who called about Area 51. Very articulate. A very
provocative. And so, yes, of course, of course, of course, of course, of course, we'll get that reversed. And again, if you want a copy of last night's program, so many people contacted the network that I got a call from the network saying, yes, we'll make it available. Very unusual that we would do that, but we're going to make it available. You can get it by calling 1-800-917-4278. You want to ask about the Area 51 program. 1-800-917-4278. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello, Art.
Hello.
Since you had some time to think over what happened last night and conduct your investigation with your web server 10, what is the theory as now what caused your web server to crash website?
My website didn't crash.
I thought it crashed last night.
No, sir. The satellite crashed.
I thought both crashed.
Well, no. The website clicked over to 5 million during that occurrence. The website did not crash,
sir. Was that a power surge that did that?
No. 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 Tell everybody good night.
Good night, America.
There you go. What happened was the satellite lost Earth track. I've never seen it happen before. Maybe it'll never happen again. It was one in a million. See you Sunday on Dreamland. Good night.
I just have one question. Now, this refers back to that mysterious call from that distressed man.
Yes.
I played that over and over and over again, and the only thing that I cannot fathom, and it was totally out of context, but it was your voice, the word that came through just before it disconnected where you said discharge.
I know. Well, what was you know what happened? If you listen carefully during that sequence, you'll hear that there are missing parts. The satellite began to disappear,
uh-huh.
And there were gaps in there.
Yeah.
And then, I don't even know why I said that. I'm convinced, I've heard it too, and I'm convinced it was my voice. But I don't remember why I said it or what I said.
Well,
there was a gap. There was a gap before it.
Well, when this guy first started speaking and everything, and then when he started showing some distress and everything, I said, oh my gosh, this is another one of those Orson Welles things. And but anyway, I went through and I studied and I come up with about three different scenarios on it. But the only thing that was just confused me was that one word that you said, and it was out of context, and I know. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, nor have I. And the reason it was out of context was because there were missing pieces. That was when the satellite began to do whatever it was it did, move in space.
All right, the only other question I had was, did you have a feedback into your transmitter that blew any part of your transmitter? Any component in your transmitter?
No part of my transmitter blew up. No. Thank you. It absolutely appeared to be blown up in every access to my transmitter uplink setup. And they took a look and said, it's blown up. To all appearances, when it is seeing a satellite, if the transmitter is properly operating, there is feedback. Everything, all the sync lights and so forth and so on, are all on. In this case, every one of them was off, indicating that there was no signal being received at the satellite. And in fact, there was not. We have never seen anything like that before, so there was no precedent for it. As far as we were concerned, in the early moments of that failure, the transmitter had a massive stroke and died. There is simply no precedent for being properly aimed at a geosynchronous satellite, and I might add a pretty new one at that, GE-1, and having no return. There's no precedent for it. It just doesn't happen. And so as far as we were concerned, the transmitter was as dead as a doornail. See, the last thing you expect is that there is, in effect, no satellite there. And that is, in effect, what was occurring. Weird, weird, weird. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi. Hello.
Greetings, Mr. Bell.
And
this is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Yes, I would like to help you out a little bit there.
Well, thank you.
You said you didn't know why you said discharge during that phone call?
Well, I know the caller was talking about a medical discharge.
Yeah, and
but again, there was a gap there.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been instructed not to say anything else about that for the time being. But at any rate, I would like to respond to in advance to what Ed Daines is going to say tonight.
In advance of what he's going to say?
Yes. Okay. I already know what he's, everything about it.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I know that, in my opinion, there is much to be said about remote viewing. I know for a fact it is real. First of all, since I've established that remote viewing is real as far as I'm concerned, I would say that the most comprehensive way that it should be dealt with is by an expert. Well, I doubt if there's an expert on remote viewing better than Ed Dane.
I would agree. Yeah, but now wait a minute. All right, fine. You believe in remote viewing. So do I.
Sure.
Most of the scientists that I've talked with,
mm-hmm.
and I mean good mainline, mainstream scientists,
mm-hmm.
agree remote viewing is real. Now, you and I agree on that.
Yes.
You said you know what he's going to say. Tell us now.
Well, if I do that, it could cause a paradox.
Well, all right, then that's where the discussion ends, Steve. Because if you tell me that you know what he's going to say, and then I ask you to go ahead, this is a near-term event, Steve, one that you can finally convince us all with, and you pull the paradox thing on me. So, I'm not buying it, Steve. You could have really, really established some tremendous credibility there, Steve. All you had to do was drop on us a couple of the things that he was going to say. I mean, I've already given away the categories, at least some of them, that he's going to talk about. You really messed up your chance, Steve. A wild card line, you're on the air. Good evening, morning, whatever.
Yes, good afternoon or good evening there, Art.
Well, it's not afternoon.
Yeah, I know. Caught me off guard there, you answered. Art, I was taking my stepson and a friend of his up to the University of Oregon from Menlo Park, California,
mm-hmm.
when you had that caller come on that screamed and the phone line went dead.
Yes.
Something really bizarre happened, Art, and I'm not a kook. The two boys in the car with me, when the fellow screamed and then Mark Furman came on, we pulled off to the side of the road. And there was a small grass fire. This is on Route 5 going up into Oregon.
Yes.
Small grass fire. And I looked at the mile marker 230. Now, the big problem came. I looked at my gas tank, and I have a brand new big Suburban. And the Suburban gas tank holds a lot of gasoline. And it was down past below half full. And I asked immediately the one kid in the back, Will. I said to him, Will, how many hours have I been driving? And he said, maximum, not more than two. I asked my
yes.
stepson the same question. The problem is, Art, is we were missing 1 hour of time.
1 hour of time? And 1 hour of fuel? Oh. Oh, somehow he's gone. I'm sorry about that. I have no idea, sir, what happened. A missing 1 hour of time. And I presume 1 hour of fuel. Huh. And that all occurred in conjunction with that weird call. the plot thickens. All right. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Art. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about, not what Ed Dames is going to be talking about tonight, but your next couple of shows with him and...
Don't you want to predict what Ed Dames is going to say?
I really don't.
No.
Any ideas about the lights?
Are you disappointed? Like, are you disappointed that Steve didn't go ahead and give us a short-term prediction?
Well, not really.
I am.
Well,
Steve, you see, claims to be a time traveler.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, and this was his big opportunity to establish rock-solid credibility, but he used the old paradox escape.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm not a...
To talk with Art Bell,
From west of the Rockies, including Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, dial 1-800-618-8255. That's 1-800-618-8255. Now again, here's Art.
Once again, here I am. Good morning. A message from the id. Reverse speech. And we're about to delve into the Area 51 calls with the one particular call in mind. Wonder what we're going to get in reverse. A lot of people have actually come forward and said, well, I've got this or I've got that reversal, but I thought I would wait for David. And so all of you out there who have done that can now compare your results with what you're about to hear from David John Oates, Mr. Reverse Speech, a man who has been suggested to be nominated for a Nobel Prize for his work. It's not. Once you've experienced the spectacular benefits of GMX magnetic water conditioning, you may want to go into business for yourself, and Larry and Ruthie can help you. That's 1-800-406-0469. Tell them Art Bell told you to call. That's 1-800-406-0469. Tomorrow night is going to be Professor Michio Kaku, Professor of Theoretical Physics at New York University. And then Thursday, Guy Finley on The Quickening, which really is talking about us. And then Friday will be Bob Lazar and Gene Hoff. Bob Lazar rarely does interviews. And following this one, will not do one for a long time, so you're not going to want to miss that. Back now to David John Oates in Alaska. David's up in Anchorage, Alaska. And David, you've got... I had a whole slew. I opened an Area 51 line, of course,
right,
and got a lot of callers who claimed to be Area 51 employees, past or present. And then, of course, we had that one wild caller,
right,
who literally, I think, knocked me off the air, or somebody did something with our satellite.
Yep.
And so let us move in that direction, if we can, and see what you've got.
Okay, well, we will start off with the caller who called in by the name of Steve.
Ah, yes.
Then we'll go straight to your caller.
I want to hear about Steve.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure Steve's listening to this right now. He actually issued he said he wanted to come on the air with me, but he didn't show up too early in reverse speech. So let us begin.
Well, that makes sense.
But I can tell you who you can call, man. It's actually my first name.
Okay. Here we go, the first reversal. And your voice is actually overloaded.
You caller.
Do you want to play the whole phone call forward first?
By all means.
Just to remind your listeners, it's 2 minutes long, but I've got it on hard drive.
No, that's quite all right. Go right ahead.
Okay, we're going to run this whole call forward now.
On my Area 51 line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
I'm a former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and... I've kind of been running across the country. I don't know where to start. They're gonna they'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that. An earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the military. I'm sorry, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want those major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
You start to go down now.
Sure.
And one more there.
I started getting...
And that's it.
And that's it. At that point, the satellite, according to GE Americom, lost Earth lock, and we went away.
Right. Well, I received many faxes and emails about this one. I think of all the requests I've ever had, this has probably been the most requested reversals I've done. I've received probably two or three dozen transcripts at least of people who've done reversals on this. I have checked some of them. There's essentially only three reversals that I'm very sure about. I have very strict research protocols as to what I document and what I don't document. And, they're really a lot of reversals people sent to me, although I can hear what they're hearing. There's only three I'm completely sure of. And I've got to say that probably half of the people found at least two of these three reversals I'm about to play.
Really? All right. It's interesting because I, too, received script after script after script. And I had people coming on the air saying, let me play this, let me play that. And I thought, no, let's just let everybody hold on to what they've got and wait for Mr. Reverse Speech, David, you, to come on the air. And then let everybody check that, what you're going to say, against what they have. Rather than trying to throw all kinds of stuff out there.
Right. I appreciate your trust in me and doing that. You know, and part of the thing I'm trying to do in my broadcast with you is to teach people how to find them. I mean, listen to the verses I play and listen to the consonant and the vowel sounds, listen to the syllable count, the spacing between the words, the tonal shift, and document reversals that sound like the ones I'm playing. Because after 14 years of doing this, I do know what I'm doing. You know?
I bet you do. All right, David, we're going to hold that, the reversals on the 2 minutes you just heard, until after the bottom of the hour. Stay right where you are, David. I've had a whole lot of requests. During the very critical time that Danyon was ill, I played a song for him, and everybody is asking me who it is. The answer is, this is Crystal Gale.
It's been a too long time.
1222. That's area code 702-727-1222. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell from the Kingdom of Nye. Now again, here's Art.
A Kingdom of Nye. Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody, and good morning. This is Nye County, Nevada. In case you're curious, everybody always calls us, what does he mean by the Kingdom of Nye? Nye County, Nevada, and we are the closest thing to a kingdom you'll ever find in this country.
A fact.
And now, what you no doubt have been waiting for, here come the reversals on the Area 51 caller, the wild man who knocked me off the air. David?
Okay, we're going to look at these. There's no doubt in my mind, as a precursor to this, that this was a very genuine call, and you were definitely knocked off the air. I base that opinion not just on these reversals, but on some of the reversals of other Area 51 people who called in after. So I want to get through all of these.
All right,
okay?
All right, you bet.
Here we go with the first one.
Can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Okay, okay, well, what we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra-dimensional beings.
And the verse on this one is, they want to get through.
That want to get through.
You hear that okay?
No, sure. They want to get through.
And again.
That want to get through.
And, you know, I want you to compare this to the reversals on Steve, who we played earlier, which indicated he was not being completely truthful. Now, this one here is adding extra dimensions to the story. He's not saying this is not true. his reversals is giving extra information to what he's saying forwards.
Right.
And that reversal there was also found by many, many people who emailed and faxed me. So a lot of people who found that, you did a very good job. And here's the next one.
I'm sorry, the government knows about them. And there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to.
Okay, this next one refers to the U.S. government, I believe. That's on the section it occurs. Reversal says they're shielding off in your room, or it could be womb, and I'm not too sure which way to call it. So you listen, they're shielding off in your womb or your room, one of the two.
And again?
I get room.
Right, that's what I'm leaning towards. A couple of my staff said it was womb, but I can hear definitely room. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's room.
And I think, I'm leaning towards room too, and I think I think it's simply referring to they are shielding you off. Somehow they're going to cut you off the air. Or they're doing something else. I'm not sure if it's directed to you or someone else. But it's certainly a warning, I think.
It certainly is.
Let me play it one more time. Okay. This is a guy who's very serious. He believes what he's saying. He's genuinely scared. But particularly in this next reverse I'm going to play, which I would say well over 50% of the people who emailed me also found this reversal as well.
They want those major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
And reversal simply says, feel the heat, or feel the pressure, is the way I would interpret it. But feel the heat of the police or whoever's chasing him.
Hey, what's he? What's he?
Okay?
Yep.
Hey, what's he?
Feel the heat.
Yeah. And there are the three reversals I'm totally convinced about. I'm going to play another one as well. I don't want to stake my reputation on this one, but I want to play it because of the significance of it. And this is right at the very end. He's crying. His voice is choked.
Discharged.
And then the satellite goes down, and we got a little bit right on the end.
I started getting...
And when I first heard this reversal, I heard it as going to get shot. But my staff tell me it says going to get a job. So we've been arguing about it. But I want to play it because the significance is difficult to call it because he's crying. Right. Going to get shot or going to get a job?
Going to get a job. Going to get a job.
And I think it's shot at the end.
I think it's
shot.
Oh, it's shot.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how I hear it. And I'm going to run that again. I'll let other people call it. There's an extra syllable in there. That's the... But, he's crying. His voice is all choked, you know?
Yeah, oh, yes.
We're going to do it again. Right, you can hear the shot, right?
I say...
And again.
There's no question about it.
This is a man who's very genuine. He's in genuine stress. He has genuine information to communicate. I don't think he's being delusional. I really don't. Simply, if when he's saying they're shooting up in your room, he says forward they're going to triangulate me, and I think he's recognizing. Listen, you're going to get taken off the air here. You know.
I'm going to get taken off the air, and he's going to get shot.
Right. And you want to hear what some of the people who call in say to you. These are ex-Area 51 employees. He's a man who claims he's an ex-security guard. This isn't a totally significant one, but I'll run it anyway.
About your interruption, that last caller.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to hear from him again.
And he just simply says, Mega Man 3, which I've no idea what that means, but I didn't know what Rubber Duck meant either. Mega Man 3.
Mega Man 3.
You hear that?
He might have been saying make a man free.
Okay.
Let me hear it again.
Okay.
Mega Man 3.
Making a man free.
I think he's saying make a man free.
Okay. Once again, I've got Karen here next to me who's saying, that's what I said it says, David. You know, as people get better trained, they become more vocal. All right, let's move on with a man who claimed he was a cleaner for Area 51.
Oh, yes.
About acid in the holes in the desert and stuff.
Any idea why I was tossed off the air like that?
I have a good idea. We worked with some things, some different satellite operations in the Gulf War where we cut down certain transmissions.
And he says, you were well-fogged.
You were well-fogged. You were well-fogged.
And you were, too.
You were well-fogged.
Yeah, we sure were.
Yeah, we'll do that one more time.
You were well-fogged.
Yeah, you know, there is no doubt in my mind this is a genuine event that happened to you.
Oh, sure.
And which makes you, which you must ask the question, if you were generally shut down the first time in your career, first time this has ever happened, what did this man have to communicate that was so threatening, you know?
Did you get any reversals from me through all of that?
Yes. Not the, this one, the one after I'm going to play, okay?
All right.
I've got another one. This is a man, a wrestling man now, who said he'll only stay on for 45 seconds.
Let me just say something about that.
Are you an Area 51 employee?
Not currently, no.
Were you?
Yes, I was.
All right.
But I only will stay on the line for 45 seconds.
And this one says, Art, so I say, warn you. Very clear warning.
You
hear that?
Yo, very clearly.
Yeah, well,
there was one little tiny gibberish before warn you.
That's you speaking, chipping in.
That's me.
Yeah.
All right.
Hear it again in the slow speed. Okay.
Wow.
And that was you. Let me do the last beat again. The warn you is very significant, very clear reversal, perfectly enunciated, perfect tonality. You can hear his seriousness behind it. Warn you. Take note.
All right, play it at regular speed, David.
Okay. Here we go.
Yep.
Okay. So I say, warn you, he's emphasizing his point here. Take note. Listen to this, okay? Right. You were well fogged, my friend.
Well fogged.
And he has another reversal as well.
And tonight was one of the very rare nights that I
didn't tape it.
But I'm going to hang up now.
All right, you're exactly right. 45 seconds on the nose.
And then he says, my man had a gun. And again?
Oh, that's clear.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder who this guy really was, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Warn you, my man had a gun. And we hear the other guy saying, gonna get shot. I mean, something came down, Art. Something really came down. I got chills doing these reversals. Okay, now here's one on you.
Wow. All right, now I've heard it. I thank you, folks. I was unable to hear that myself until just now. Weird, weird stuff.
And here you say, they forced our battery.
Oh, yes.
Did you go on backup battery systems, or was referring to the batteries in the satellite, or what? Any idea?
We went on landline backup, digital landline backup.
Right.
Now, if I was referring to something that had to do with the satellite, I'm not aware of it.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, they forced our battery. I just assumed it was a backup system. And
When I think of backup, which is certainly what we were trying to get on at that moment or had just achieved, I would think of battery backup. So that's probably congruent.
Right, that's what I suspect, too. Here's another. I've got a couple more important ones to play yet, and let's continue.
Absolutely. And it's a necessity, and, you know, at one time it did pay my bills.
Naive assassin.
Naive assassin.
Yes, I see.
Okay. And look at the trend that's coming in, all of these reversals, all of them, you know.
Yes.
In the genuine callers. This is a man who's a current security guard. And let's run this one. And here we go.
Are you not afraid of retribution for making this call?
No, because we're security. And that's why Area 51 exists.
Okay, two reversals here. The first one says, the theory all set.
The theory all set.
What theory is all set?
Yeah.
The theory all set.
And the next reversal says, they'll shut you down.
And the situations have been claimed tonight, especially. All sets again.
Damn.
All sets again.
Hear that?
Yes, oh yes.
All sets again.
Too clearly, thank you very much. They'll shut you down.
Absolutely. I don't know what to tell you about this. It's something very seriously happened, and you're getting warned from people who are either current or ex-Area 51 employees who, in my mind, know exactly what they're talking about and know exactly how things work. And you're being warned.
This gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I remember them from that night, but hearing this now really gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's another one on you.
And then at the very end, this is all stuff you didn't hear.
Right.
It was a kind of a scream and a screech and a cutoff.
And you say, and did we fuss?
And did we fuss? And did we fuss? And did we fuss?
Just a statement of fact, you know.
Yes.
Fussing around, trying to work out what's going
on. Sure.
Okay, well, you know, that's practically it. I got a couple more, and then I'm done with the Area 51 calls.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, I still got more on Thurman to play. It depends on how you want to run the program tonight. I can go for another hour at least, but it's up to you. Let us continue on here.
Well, you know what, Art? I think you're more prophetic than what you realize.
Prophetic?
Yeah.
Did you say prophetic? Pathetic or prophetic?
Prophetic. Yeah.
And you're laughing. And back would you say, broke us up. Get us off.
Broken us up.
I think it refers... I don't know whether it refers to your laughing, you know, you're breaking up laughing, or whether you're still reflecting on the whole night that happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but it was very clear.
Yeah, okay. And this is one more on Steve in the second day that he called in. And this is probably his one redeeming reversal in all of the other ones that he had.
Just inside the Russian border, there were American troops involved. Soviets would not let the Americans come in, even they get the troops out. And Kennedy knew about this, and he was about to tell everyone about it.
And then he says in reverse, I pierce the big enemy.
I've gripped the big enemy.
Okay?
Yes.
And that's basically it.
All right. With
the clear reversals I found on the Area 51 reversals. So, and, you know, I've got several more on Thurman, all the Simpson stuff.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, R.
Hello.
Hi. Change your voice here. This is Brian from Philadelphia.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. First, I guess I wish you a great trip.
Thank you.
I'm not going to elaborate, but I've sent you a number of emails and faxes.
Mm-hmm.
Brian from Philadelphia.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you know that probably by the time you come back, I'll have the an audio tape and my phone bill. So please look for the package. It'll be in a priority mail from the post office.
All right.
That's it.
All right, Brian. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great trip.
Right. Take care. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yeah, Art.
Yes.
This is Edna from Florida.
Hello. I'm caller line. You're on the air. Hi.
Art Bell. How you doing, buddy?
Okay.
Excellent. All right. Hey, this is Steve from Milwaukee. I just wanted to make a quick comment. I just heard you had a guy named Brian from Philadelphia just called in.
Yes.
And he said he was going to send you or had sent you some stuff. Just something caught my ear real quick. He sounded a lot to me like the guy who called in claiming to be the Area 51 employee who was cut off due to the satellite lock.
That's what he claims to be.
I was wondering about that. Because
however,
yeah.
However, I have about 50 people claiming to be that.
Well, I'll tell you, man. I listen to your show. I'm a third shift patrol officer, and I listen to your show all the time. I got the radio on constantly, and I've pretty much been listening for the last several weeks straight through. And that guy, when I heard his voice, I immediately thought, my God, that's the guy.
Thought it might be.
I was going to fax you, and I thought, no, I'll just try to get through tonight before you go off the air. I don't know if there was any way you could possibly do a voice analysis or just you yourself compare the phone call to his voice. But as soon as I heard him, I just immediately thought, that sounds to me like the guy. And I don't know if any of your other listeners, thought the same thing. But it caught my ear immediately. I mean, I perked up and I said, wait a second, that's the guy. And especially when you had, David John Oates on and he was doing the reverse speech on him. And, of course, he played it several times. Being able to hear it those several times really brought it back clearly. And I thought, that is the guy.
Well, if I'm really able to determine that is the guy, and voices can be somewhat deceiving.
Right.
We're trying to, I told him to supply me with proof in the way of, phone records, that kind of thing.
Right.
If he can do that and we can match it up and really prove it's him, then we'll have him on the air and we'll get the whole story.
Right. Well, is he claiming that he really did work for Area 51, or is he claiming that he did that as a prank just to prove that he could do it and was the whole thing was a hoax?
I don't know.
Don't know.
No, I don't know. That's what I say. I'm not going to bother delving into even asking him that kind of question until I can conclusively prove he is one.
Gotcha. Well, hey, if nothing else, man, I love listening to the show. It's great. You're fantastic. I got both your books. I've read them both. I got them in reverse order, actually. I read The Quickening first, and then I read your first book. But,
oh, you did. That's interesting.
I first heard about The Quickening, actually, early. I've been listening to you for about a year now. And I first got The Quickening, read it, was lucky enough to get one of the signed copies, and then I ordered The Art of Talk. I got a friend who works for a bookstore, so I can get them at discounted prices, which is kind of nice.
All right.
I've enjoyed both your books. I love listening to the show, man, and it helps the nights go by. It keeps the mental stimulation going when I'm driving around in the dark all night and look up in the sky and I think of you. And I hope you and your wife have a great time.
Thank you.
Over in Europe and in Egypt, and just I'm looking forward to hear how everything goes for you guys.
Oh, it'll be an adventure.
Excellent, man.
You take care.
Thanks a lot, Art.
Bye-bye. All right. I am going to do a book signing. You can get the quick...
Ever leave a penny, I think that I will have terrible financial trouble, so I don't do it. I always pick up pennies. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bell. It's an honor to speak to you, and welcome back from your trip from Egypt. This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
From the Area 51 line and the MIB line and all that.
Oh, that's
Steve.
I got
a new phone. How do you like it? A lot better than the old one?
Oh, Steve, it is superb.
Thank you. I've been ordered to return tonight and actually defend David John Oates.
Really?
Yeah, the earlier caller. And actually, I do agree. I would like to defend David Oates. But first, I think I need to apologize for what I said in reverse about him being a rotten schmuck. So sorry, David.
That's all right. People can't control what they say in reverse.
I know that. But you and I were talking about the NASA PR men, and I was thinking about them.
Yeah.
So I think I was talking about them.
Well, that could be.
And you know where it was the other? So can tell you why you were knocked off the air that night.
Why?
You were knocked off the air by the Supreme Commandant.
Of what?
Of the Pleiadian Alliance. She told me all about it and showed me a 3D image of the caller called David from Philadelphia, who should have sent you a package by now. And
not that I know of.
And, well, he will. And he believes it's a hoax now, but he doesn't realize that he has been forced to believe that he hoaxed the call. But the call was timed. His call, he was forced to time his call to when she blacked out the satellite. so that it would create more credibility.
So it was definitely a she who did it.
Yes, yes, and she wanted me to tell you about Ed Dames and his explanation for the lights over Phoenix.
Yes.
Since Ed Dames has been in the government, since the time he's left, the government's got new and more advanced remote viewers, and they're so advanced that the government dispatched them out to Phoenix on the day they knew it, Ed Dames and associates would be remote viewing to find out what the lights were.
Yeah.
And these new government advanced remote viewers were able to project images of industrial infrared lasers intersecting each other into the minds of Ed Dames and his associates to cause him and to break the belief barrier and cause him to believe that that's what caused the lights.
So you're telling me that Ed Dames was remotely influenced.
He was remotely programmed, and I've got all the documents here. I can explain who did it and how, and I can even tell you something about Bill Clinton visiting South America and how he visited those military families down there. You know?
All right, well, we'll have to hold it there. We're at the top of the hour. Thanks for all of that info, and we'll have to check with Ed and see what he thinks. We'll be right back. Stay right where you are.
You're listening to Art Bell, somewhere in time.
Line, you're on the air with David Oates. Hi.
Hello. This is your man in black, Area 51 time traveler by the name of Steve. I'm back. How y'all doing?
Steve.
Oh, yeah. The last guy was talking about me, but I can assure you I don't know Brian in Philadelphia. We have never met, but I know a lot more about that.
Hi, Steve. I've listened to you both forwards and backwards.
Yes, I have something to say to you very important Mr. Oates. I don't hold anything against you for anything that you've ever reversed. I want you to know that, first of all.
Okay, thank you.
And if those men in black are giving you any trouble, well, after December 31st, it won't be my fault anymore.
And why is that?
Because as of January 1st, I will no longer be a mission commander for the men in black. From that day forward, I will be the permanent lifetime spokesperson on Earth for the Supreme Commandant, which is one of the reasons, Art, that I thought you might want to have me on as a guest sometime in January.
Well, I might. I mean, it depends on, you know, what the Commandant, of course, wants to say through you, so we'll look forward to that sometime in January. David, hold on one moment. The East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. You didn't disconnect me before, did you?
Were you on earlier tonight?
No, not towards the end of the last hour, you said, East of the Rockies, you're on the air, and your voice was immediately replaced by the operator saying, your party has not connected.
Well, see, as you can now tell, I don't screen calls. So
Right. What
happened, obviously, was that I answered the phone just at the very instant that you had been ringing as long as they were going to let you ring.
Yeah.
And so that occurs, obviously, sometimes I go to a line and it's dead and nobody's there, and that's what's happened. You know, we just were
right on
the cusp there. Anyway, I'm glad you made it back through.
Yeah, you got all my paranoia buttons running. I always get very nervous when I call you. I'm Brian. I hung up on you last week.
Oh, I see.
And I just figured, damn the torpedoes. I'll just do this and let the chips fall where they will.
All right.
Everybody, I am the Area 51 caller. That's my statement, and let you or whatever tear it apart.
you claim you're the Area 51?
I am the man.
How do you account for the fact, Area 51 caller,
okay,
that part of the way through your spiel, the satellite went down?
I have no idea, and it scared the heebie-jeebies out of me that night. I've called a number of times on your specialty line nights doing different, you know, kind of wacky characters, and that's all that one was supposed to be. And if the call had been completed, it would have been ancient history by now.
Has it occurred to you, as Barbara Marks Hubbard suggested tonight, that perhaps, if you're really what you say you are, you created the reality of the rest of the situation and took down my satellite?
That scares the heebie-jeebies out of me because it means that what I was saying was somehow correct and it was fabrication, kind of
creating a reality.
Yeah, if that was the case, I humbly apologize to you because I love your show and the last thing I would ever want to do is
not
carry
me off
the air. So what can I do to prove my claim here?
Well,
I guess you could give us a little of what you gave us then so that we could hear it and know it to be you.
Are you sure you want me to do that, Art?
I'm positive.
Don't. Art, please. I don't want you to ask me to do this. If I start doing that guy,
You're right about that. Now, let's just take that little sample that you just gave us so that we don't alter some sort of hard little reality here at the end of the program, and we'll let the callers be the judge.
Okay.
All right?
I thank you for this opportunity. This has just been driving me bananas for months, and I didn't know what you wanted me to do. I knew it was very difficult for me to prove to you, but I just thank you for your patience in dealing with me up to this time.
All right, it's quite all right. Thank you. Fritz in Phoenix, as a matter of fact, called and said, oh, yes, that's him. Somebody else said, oh, no. Now he has done his little Area 51 caller IMO, or the real thing, depending on what you think. And so we'll leave it up to all of you. That is what you think.